Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so Ian, you're looking for a girl by the name of Cindy?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay. Well, how'd you f*** up?
Look, we met at the gym. We're both kind of, you know, into fitness and health.
Okay.
So we're a good fit, you know what I mean? And we exchanged numbers. We went out to dinner. I felt like we had a great time. But she's not answering my calls or my texts. The only thing I could really think of that I came off like a weirdo, but on the date I did wear ankle weights because it was leg day, but she's a gym rat, so she kind of understood that. And I told her it was my cool down for leg day. So
yeah.
Ankle weights on a date?
On a date.
I finished my leg workout and that's my cool down for my leg. So I explained it to her, but you know, I know it probably looked like I was a weirdo. So
Ian,
I don't know, maybe
Ian, say no more. You thought you found the girl that you could wear your ankle weights to dinner at, you know, with, and if that's her reason, then you know what? We're going to fix it. We're going to be like, hey, listen, do you want a man with juicy calves? All right, then let him wear his leg weights at dinner. Ankle weights. Is it because he wore ankle weights at dinner? All right, stay quiet, sir.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cindy?
Yes, it is.
Cindy, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain. So we got your phone number from a gentleman who wanted us to reach out to you on his behalf.
Okay, that's all fine and dandy, but can you guys kind of like put a speed on this? I'm trying to get ready for work.
Okay, so it's easy. I'm going to tell you the guy's name. It's a guy that you know. He's into you, and he feels as if you're into him, so he would love to ask you out on a date, and we're calling you because if you say yes to the date, we'll put it all on you. You tell us where you would love to go, what restaurant you love. You tell us when you're free. We'll set up everything just for you two to have a nice date there, free food, free drinks, and just to see if you guys hit it off.
Okay, you guys are really confusing the hell out of me, so if you can just give me the guy's name before I commit to anything, and we'll call it a day.
Okay, so...
Smart girl.
Yes. His name is Ian. Remember you went on a date with Ian?
yeah, I remember Ian.
Yes.
Honestly, I am all set. I'm good. I am... way past the point of my life where I'm dating criminals, so I'm
criminals.
Good on that.
What the f*** are you talking about,
Ian,
Cindy?
You're supposed to... Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Cindy, Ian.
You guys have me on the phone with this delinquent.
Yo, oh my God. Ian, shut up. Ian's on mute, Cindy. He wasn't supposed to... yeah, he was on the phone. He's listening. Can you explain why you're calling him a criminal? If it's because of the ankle weights, he said he's sorry. It was leg day.
Real cute ankle weights, right. So I meet Ian at the gym. I'm there all the time. He's kind of cute. We went on a date, and then towards the end, some dude goes up to him, and he's like, oh, my God, like, completely interrupts our dinner. He's like, it's so nice to see you, man. It looks like, you know, the years have been good to you. Like, you've been doing great, and they, like, it's almost like it's this dude that he's known his whole life, and he's like, all right, I'm out, and I'm like, all right, who's the homeboy who just interrupted our dinner? He's like, oh, it's an old friend from high school. So after the date was over, I'm waiting for my car because I had valeted, and I saw the dude that he just said hi to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, let me find out what this dude was like in high school. Like, hey, so you know my dude, like, how was he in high school? And the guy's looking at me like I'm crazy. And he's like, nah, bro, I spent 2 years together locked up with this homeboy, and we got out a month before I did.
Wait. Ian told you he was an old high school friend.
Mm-hmm.
Then you saw the guy later, ask him about Ian in high school, and he said, I didn't go to high school with him. We were locked up.
Yep, and did you hear that we just got out a month ago part?
Oh, I did not hear that part. Okay, now let me, Ian, you're off of mute. So what were you locked up for?
First off, it sounds a lot worse than it is, okay? And okay. Honestly, really? This sounds like a big misunderstanding.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe he actually told you that, Cindy, but like, when I heard the cop say, move his squad car, that's like, you know, what I interpreted, he was asking me to move his squad car for him, so I basically moved his car, and they took it as I was stealing the cop car, so that's why I got locked up.
So you got locked up for stealing a cop car?
I didn't steal it necessarily. I was drunk, and I thought the cop told me to move it for him.
Right.
And that I had some other stuff on my record, basically. You know, they put me in jail for, you know, 2 years.
Okay, so you stole a police car while you were drunk.
Unintentionally stole the police car. I thought I was following commands from the officer.
Right.
Because I had other stuff. I got out like a month ago, if that's what you want to talk about. Right?
Yeah, okay. There, he's being... Okay, so we got that out of the way. Cindy, now you know that he's been locked up and he got out recently.
Like, doesn't that sound a little sus? Like, you got out of jail a month ago. Really? You're going to tell me those are your ankle weights?
They were my ankle weights.
Who's believing him? Raise your hand.
All right. One of them was a monitor, but the other one was
we
an ankle
knew
weight.
It.
It's just so I can be monitored to be inside the state. It's really not that big of a deal. I go to a lot of places. I just can't leave the state.
Right.
Also, I thought there was an unwritten rule that if you saw somebody you were also in lockup with, you don't go barking your mouth off about things that they did in prison. You keep your mouth shut.
Damn,
you know,
snitch.
It's a code, man. Okay, so now everything's out in the open and everybody knows my business. So, I mean, are you happy now? Well, now that you know the truth, I mean, do you want to go on a second date with me or what?
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
dude, I've disappointed my dad enough in life. Like,
oh,
I'm not going to go on a
date
with her
too.
Like, not only did you go to jail, but like, you went because you took a cop's car like on a joyride. Like, that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Like, bank robbery, like, armed robbery, something.
What?
You stole
okay.
Yeah.
Good God.
No, man. No.
All right. You then. You're mad that I didn't tell you I went to jail, and now you're mad that I didn't commit a cool enough crime when I was in jail. Like, what are you talking about? You're speaking nonsense.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.